In this bulletin, Hamas transfers another hostage body to Israel. The Albanese government is investing $10 million in an anti-bullying review. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen to start first in the sprint race at the Grand Prix. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Hamas has transferred the body of another Israeli hostage to the Red Cross. This was the 10th deceased hostage Israel has received out of 28 bodies held in Gaza. The two sides have been casting blame at each other for failing to uphold terms of the ceasefire. Hamas says it needed heavy machinery and excavating equipment to speed up the process of locating bodies buried under the rubble. Israel said on Thursday it was preparing for the reopening of Gaza's Rafah crossing with Egypt to allow Palestinians to move in and out, but has provided no date. Other unresolved elements of the peace plan include the disarmament of militants and Gaza's future governance. US President Donald Trump has confirmed he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in 2 weeks in South Korea, following doubt over whether the meeting would go ahead. The US president blames China for the latest impasse in trade talks and says Beijing forced him to propose 100% tariffs on goods from China, despite admitting that it wasn't sustainable.
But with tariffs, we've made hundreds of billions of dollars, not only from China, but from others. And China wants to talk, and we like talking to China. So we have a very good relationship, and we're going to be meeting in South Korea in a couple of weeks.
Trump unveiled additional levies of 100% on China's U.S.-bound exports a few weeks ago, along with new export controls on any and all critical software by November 1, 9 days before existing tariff relief was set to expire. The new trade actions were Trump's reaction to China dramatically expanding its export controls on rare earth minerals. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he's encouraging US investors to engage in the Australian market for renewable energy. Speaking from New York City, Dr. Chalmers says he's been speaking with the biggest investors, representing around $25 trillion of funds under management.
Our pitch is that Australia can be a hub, a digital hub in Asia, that we can be an indispensable part of the net zero transformation, that our geography, the stability of our institutions, our solid macroeconomic foundations and fundamentals, these are all things that we have going for us. So there's a lot coming at us from around the world, but we have a lot going for us here in Australia.
The Albanese government is investing $10 million to support anti-bullying review recommendations. The review has support from education ministers across the country. Two of the main recommendations of the review include a national awareness campaign, as well as resources for teachers, students and parents on how to stand up against bullying, with evidence showing peer-based approaches can be powerful. And Education Minister Jason Clare said in a statement that bullying is cruel and dangerous, and says that is why the government has taken action with a national plan. Minister Clare spoke on Channel 9's Today Show.
We're going to allocate $5 million to provide some tools for teachers. While parents have told us they want action earlier, teachers have told us that they need the tools and the training so that they can do the job properly.
There are also calls for schools to respond within 2 school days to a complaint or incident. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen will start first in the sprint race at the Grand Prix after upstaging both the McLarens in qualifying. The defending champion clocked the fastest time of 1 minute 32.143 seconds on Friday, beating Lando Norris by a mere 0.071 seconds and champion leader Oscar Piastri in the other McLaren. Norris appeared to have the edge on the Australian around the sweeping Texas circuit, backing up his blistering pace in the only practice session by topping the first 2 sessions of sprint qualifying. He charged to provisional pole as Piastri was over 3 tenths off his teammate, but it was Verstappen who surged to the top of the charts. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.